It is impossible to imagine the severe anguish the composition of this essay cost me. All the pleasure I had promised myself from the contest was exchanged for pain by the astounding facts that were now continually before me. It was one gloomy subject from morning to night. In the day I was agitated and uneasy, in the night I had little or no rest. I was so overwhelmed with grief that I sometimes never closed my eyes during the whole night, and I no longer regarded my essay as a mere trial for literary distinction. My great desire was to produce a work that should call forth a vigorous public effort to redress the wrongs of injured Africa.